Dr. Oliveira dictated for. March the 3rd, 2023. And the name of the patient is Frank Hodo. The last name is H-O-D-O. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old African-American male that is following this clinic after the second transplant that was cadaver-related that was done at Tampa General Hospital in 2020. The patient's main problem has been lithiasis with obstruction of the transplanted kidney with several episodes of pyelonephritis that is followed by the transplant urologist in Tampa. The patient has been admitted to the hospital more than three times with sepsis. Fortunately, during the last 3 months, the patient has been in a stable condition and is coming here for evaluation of the condition. Serum creatinine is 1.64. The BUN is 11. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The magnesium is in the low side, 1.4. And the liver function tests are with the normal limits. There is no evidence of this patient to have anemia. The vitamin D level is 24. The proteinuria is less than 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which has been very stable. Unfortunately, the levels of program were not done. We are going to order them right away. He continues to be immunosuppressed with the administration of program 4 milligrams in the morning and 4 milligrams in the evening. Cellcept 500 milligrams BID and prednisone 5 milligrams daily. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. This diabetes mellitus is slightly elevated. Hemoglobin A1C 7.8. The patient also emphasized the need to bring this number down. He is not overweight, but with alterations and modification of the diet, he will be able to accomplish that. Patient, following number, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism without significant hyperphosphatemia. Following number, the patient has essential hypertension that is under control, that is under fair control. The blood pressure reading today is 161 over 90. The last determination in the past was always with a diastolic that was below 80. The patient is advised to take the medication, to take the blood pressure on a daily basis, make a log, and bring it to the office in order to make the necessary changes. Following number, the patient has a history of gout that has been inactive. Following number, history of hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient has a urinary sediment that is busy and is related to the fact that he has the changes associated to the urinary obstruction and relapsing infections. We are going to follow him in 3 months with laboratory workup. In summary, he has to pay attention to the blood pressure, to the blood sugar and follow up with the urologist in Tampa. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face conversation, and 7 minutes in the documentation.